Nesechtes Gittin, Daf Gimel, seven lines to the top of Daf Gimel and Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, Daf Beis and Aleph, Hamebi get Menidus Yom, Tzorch Shiyam, in front of Nechtam, in front of Nechtam. If someone sends a get, and he appoints a Shliach Leilacha, and he sends it from Menidus Yom to Eretz Yisrael, then when the Shliach delivers the get, he has to say, Befani Nechtav, or Befani Nechtam, that this get was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. And the Gemara asks, what is the reason that we have this Takana, that you have to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam? We saw a machlek is between Rabbah and Rabbah. Rabbah stated, and as we explained yesterday, that since in Chutzlar there's a muta de muta, that we're not bucking the din of Lishma, so therefore the Chacham Masakin that the Shliach has to say Befani Nechtav Befani Nechtam. And even though generally we should say that you need two Edim as Ein Dov Shebe'er Pachas Bishnayim, however, since this was such a small chash, and therefore Mishum Aguna Kilu Barabanan, that because we didn't want to cause women to be Agunais, so therefore the Rabbanan were Mekel, and they said even if only one Shliach came and said Befani Nechtav Befani Nechtam, that he would have an emunis, and this woman could get married, and we're not going to be choshish that it wasn't written lishma. And then we saw that Rav stated that the reason why the Rabbanu was masakin that the shliach should say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is because l'fi she'ein adam mitzuyin l'kaimoy, and as Rashi explained, ein she'arts mitzuyin misham l'kan, it was not usual to have caravans that would travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanu were concerned that maybe at a later point the husband would come and say that this get was a forgery and she's not megreshes, and therefore the Chacham said that at the time that the shliach gives the get to this woman, he just say befani nechtam that I know that it was a valid get and it was not a forgery. And being that the next 17 lines will be very similar to the sugya that we learned on that base on a base, so we'll go through the sugya very quickly. So the Gemara asked the same question on Rava as we asked on Rabba on base on a base, and the Gemara asked as follows: according to Rava that said that the reason why the shliach has to say befani nechtam is because we were concerned that the husband would claim it was a forgery, and since in she'aris mitzuyin so we would not be able to find Edom that we would be able to be Makayim these Chasimas Edom. So the Gemara asked, Lebayi Trey, L'chayr, we should need two Edom, and how can one Shliach help by saying Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam? And as the Gemara explains, Midi Dava Kim Shtaris Dama, just like we find by regular Kim Shtaris in standard cases, where we know that if someone comes to Bezin and says that this Shtachayiv is a forgery, then the din is that you have to have two Edom that come and are Makayim the Edom that were in the Shtar, and once they confirm that these are actually the witnesses, then it would be a valid shtar. And since kiyum shtaris can only be done with two edim, so l'chayr over here we should need two edim that say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, as that would be the kiyum shtaris, and l'chayr that is the only way to verify the signatures of these witnesses. And keep in mind that of course even though b'negei kiyum shtaris, the only time that we require two witnesses to come and verify the signatures of the witnesses is only once the baal shtar comes and actually creates an error on the shtar and he says that it was mezuyif and it was a forgery, and l'chayr over here the husband did not yet come and say it's a forgery, and therefore, of course, you shouldn't need two edim. However, of course, it's pashut that the takanas chacham was that we're concerned that maybe at some point there would be a problem and the husband will come and claim it's a forgery. And at that point, since it's not normal to have caravans that frequently travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so you won't be able to find edim to be able to verify the signatures of these witnesses. And bishleimah b'negeya shtar chayiv, even if that would occur, and at the time that the lender comes to collect with his shtar chayiv, the borrower claims that's a forgery, so then the worst that will happen is that Bezin will paskin that the borrower doesn't have to pay this chayiv, and the lender potentially will lose money. However, regarding a get isha, if this woman will actually be able to get married based on this get, and then the husband at a later point will come and claim that it's a forgery, so then it turns out that she's an eishes ish, and she had no right to get married, and potentially she was oiva on the issa of eishes ish, and therefore the rabbanon were more concerned, and that's why they made a takana to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. And the gemara is, the l'chayra, how does the rabbanon helping this problem if l'maisa, once the husband comes and claims it's a forgery, you need to aid him, and the one shliach that said b'fani nechtam will not suffice. And the Gemara continues and answers, as the Gemara tried to answer on that beis on a beis, that we have a klal that eid echad nem b'isurin, and that's why even though the shliach is only an eid echad, he will be nemon. And the Gemara asks, imadam minon eid echad nem b'isurin, when do we have the klal that eid echad is nem b'isurin? Kegay chaticha safik shel chelo, safik shel shuman. If you have one piece of fat and you're not sure if this is the type of fat that's asa or if it's fat that's muta, the lo yischazik isura, and there was no chazaka that this was also, so we then have a klal that eid echad nem b'isurin, and as Rashi said, this is based on a surah, and as Tesis brought that we learned this out of the din of Nida, that a woman is neman to count her shiv nekiyim by herself. However, the Gemara continues, aval hacha is chazak isur de eishes ish. However, in our case, where this woman was definitely an eishes ish, and therefore this chazaka that she's also la'alma, so how can you say that we would say the klal of eid echad nem b'isurin? And we will continue to learn the sugya like we learned on daf beis on a beis, that the Gemara will now be asking a second question, and we have to add in a vav to the Gemara, the Havi Davi Shabbat, the In Davi Shabbat, Pachs Mishtayim. And the Gemara is, number two, even if you'll prove to me that we would say the din of Eid Echad and Embi Yisurin, even when it's his Chazak Yisura, however, that's only B'negei Issa. But over here, we're talking about a Davi Shabbat, and we have a cloud that In Davi Shabbat, Pachs Mishtayim, because we learn David David Mimaman. And therefore, certainly, if the husband comes and says that this get was a forgery, we would need to aid him. And therefore, how could Rava say that the Chashash of the Mishnah was, Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitsuyin Lekaimai, and therefore you had to say, Befani Nechtam, but Lechayr, how could one witness help? And we should require two witnesses to verify the signatures of the witnesses that signed in the get. And the Gemara answers, Bedinu de Bekim Shtaris Namilei Lebai, that really Bedegei Kim Shtaris, you should never need two witnesses, Kid Rish Lakish, based on the Svar of Rish Lakish, as the Amrish Lakish, Rish Lakish taught us, Eidim Achasum Al Shtar, Nasa Kamish, Nechku Eidusim Abezin, when there's a Shtar Chayiv, and you find that witnesses execute that Shtar, and we have a cloud that these Eidim are considered like they were Nechku Eidusim Abezin, and as Rashi explained, like Chotzev Unish Lezviufei, that since it's a Chazaka, that a person doesn't have the chutzpah to go and forge a Shtar Chayiv, and as the Pnei Yeshua explains, because it's Dava Asa L'Skalis, that's something that could be revealed in the future, and therefore a person would be embarrassed that he went and forged a Shtar Chayiv, and therefore a person doesn't do so. And really, by right, if a man comes to Bezdin and says that this Shtar Chayiv is a forgery, he would not have the right to do so, and you would not have to have Kiyum Shtaris, and you would not have to verify the signatures of the Eidim, and even if the Eidim would come to Bezdin, and they will claim that these are not our signatures, we would not believe them, as is a cloud of Kiyum Shegad Shuveni Chayzo Magid. And therefore, really, even if the husband will come to Bezdin and will claim that this get is a forgery, we wouldn't believe him, and really we wouldn't need any Eidim to come and verify the signatures of the witnesses, as we would say, Kamisha Nechkredus Mbezin, Rabbanon Da'atzrach, however, Rabbanon Machmer, and they said if a Baal Chayiv comes to Bezin and is actually Ma'ara and says that this Shtar Chayiv is a forgery, then we have to go and verify these signatures. And although generally by regular Shtar Chayiv, Bezin required two Eidim to come and verify the signatures of the witnesses that signed on the Shtar, however, Bahacha, Benegea Get, Misha Maguna, Kilber Rabbanon, because of chash that this woman could remain in Aguna, therefore Rabbanu will make and they made a takana that the shliach should say b'fonei nechtam, and even though he's only one witness, even if the husband would come at a later point and claim that this get is a forgery, we would not believe the husband. And once again, the Gemara means to say that Rabbanu will misaken that one shliach could say b'fonei nechtam, as we didn't want to wait until there's a problem and until the husband claimed that this is forgery. As at that point, since Ein Shiaris Mitzuyasham, so the woman would not be able to find two Eidim to be able to verify her signatures, and potentially she would remain in Aguna. And I am the Grizz who asked the Lechira, why did the Gemara in that Bezim and Bez not give the same teretz, and why did the Gemara in that Bezim and Bez, when the Gemara asked a similar question on Rabbah, have to give a teretz that Roy Bekinein, if the Gemara could have said that even if you're going to say that Roy were not Baki, but Lemaisa, Eidim Achasum al Shtar, Nasa Kamish Nechkudusim Bezin, Rabbanan Duda Atrach, Vahacham Shemaguna, Kilbar Rabbanan, and this teretz would have been a good teretz over there as well. And Lechira, this teretz is a stronger teretz, as this teretz would even apply, even if it would actually be a rave that are not Bekin Lishma. And Ayin Shom, where he's Mechalik, that the din of Nasa Kamisha Lechka Yedusim Bezin only tells us that this shtar is not a forgery, and the Edom actually signed on the shtar, and the husband, for example, wanted these Edom to sign on the shtar, but the din of Nechka Yedusim Bezin is not strong enough to tell us that these Edom knew that it was written Lishma, Ayin Shom. And even though when we learned the Gemara, we were Miramis to this point, but let's point this out specifically, that even though it would seem that Rish Lakish's din of Edom Achasum Al Shtar Nasa Kamisha Nechka Yedusim Bezin seems to only be a din that once we know these Eidim actually signed the Shtar, and for example, we already had two Eidim that verified their signatures, then we would say the din of Nasa Kamish Nechar Yedusim Bezin, and L'chayr, this din should not apply to the case of Get, where we don't even know if these Eidim actually signed on the Get itself, and maybe if the husband would come and claim that it's Mezuyif, you would need two Eidim to at least verify the signatures of these witnesses, and only at that point can we say the klal that Eidim Echasum HaShtar Nasa Kamish Nechar Yedusim Bezin. And based on this point, the Ritva points out that it's muchach that the din of Rish Lakish is not only where we already verified the signatures of the Edim, but even if we did not yet verify the signatures of the Edim, this cloud does apply. And the mashmois of the word of Rish Lakish are like that as well, as Rish Lakish stated, Edim Achasum al Shtar, that once we have witnesses that are signed on the Shtar, then it's Nasa Kamish Nechar Yedusim Bezin, and since it is based on a svara of Lechotzev Inish Lezufei, so therefore the supply is even before verifying the signatures of the Edim, Al Pishtayim Edim. The Gemara continues and asks the same question that the Gemara asked yesterday on Rava. Haikulahu chumru lelchayra. How can you say that this is a kula if lechayra will come out of chumra? The imatzukolay trei. If we would require two edim to come to Bezdin and say b'funin nechtam b'funin nechtam, then loy osi bal ma'ara upasalei. Then at a later point, if the husband comes to Bezdin and tries to claim that it was a forged get, he would not be able to do so because the husband will be going against two edim. However, chad osi bal ma'ara upasalei. Even though you had one aid that said b'funin nechtam b'funin nechtam, at a later point, if the husband comes and says that this get is a forgery, then as Rashi stated at the top of the Amid, v'uki chad l'bahad echad, then it will be the husband's word against this one aid's word, and l'chayra, how would that one aid have no manis? And l'chayra, the get will become pasul, and this woman will become an aguna. And the Gemara answers, kivin da amar, since we'll learn later that there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, as b'kam and nesla, as there's a question in front of how many people does the shliach le'locha have to give the get to this woman, and Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, chad am v'fei shnayim v'chad am v'fei gimel, one says that he has to give it in front of two people, and one says that he has to give it in front of three people. And therefore, originally, when the shliach was mekabel the get from the husband, he knows that at some point it could come to the point that someone will claim that it's a forgery, and therefore he's very medayik, and he makes sure that the husband actually had ratzon that he wants to divorce her, and he'll never come and be ma'ara on this get, and he won't come and claim it's a forgery. As of course, if the husband will come at a later point and claim it's a forgery, it'll be a great embarrassment to the shliach that he was involved in this forgery and involved in tricking this woman. And therefore, as Rashi stated at the top of Amid, Nami Uriah, and even if the husband at a later point will come and claim that it's a forgery, the husband will not be Neman, the Vade Dok, the Milsa Shaper, because certainly this Shliach was very Medaic as to making sure that he was correct when he stated, and we wouldn't believe the husband when he states that it's a forgery against the words of the Shliach that stated that, and therefore we don't have to worry that this will cause agunas in the future. And before we continue, we just learned this Sugya, and we also learned this Sugya on Daf Beis on the Beis, that the Gemara's having me know is that if the husband at a later point would come and claim it's a forgery, then it would be considered one against one, and therefore he would be able to embattle the Haggadah's Edis of the Eid Echad that said, and this seems to be Shitas Rashi. However, the Ritva states, Lavla Memer Shei Paisalai Sa, that even the Havmina, the Gemara never thought that the husband could come and say it's a forgery, and therefore Pasal will get the Haminu Rabbanan L'Shliach Kibetrei, as L'maisa Sintra Rabbanan said that we believe in Eid Echad, and we believe the Shliach to say, so certainly we consider this Eid Echad is like two Eidim, and therefore certainly he'll win against the husband, and potentially even against an actual Eid Echad that comes and says, I know it's a forgery. That the husband will think that Bezdin will believe him at least as much as an Eid Echad, and therefore he'll be able to have a situation where it's Chad Keneged Chad, and therefore he'll come to Bezdin and he'll claim it's a forgery. That will create a laz, and because the husband came and at least created some suffix and doubt in people's mind, and maybe that she is not actually divorced, therefore even though in a chenami the Rabbanu would not believe him and she would be able to get married, however l'maisa it will cause her to be in aguna as people won't want to marry her. And the Ritva explains that the teretz of the Gemara is the kivin the shliach made it daik, that since the shliach is medayik that the husband will actually not come and be ma'ara and claim that this is a forgery, as he will believe that Bezdin will actually not believe him, and therefore he won't come and claim it's a forgery. And the Gemara continues and asks, and Rava that said that the reason why Bezdin required a shliach to say b'funin nechtam is l'fisha in edim mitzuyin l'kaimai, why didn't he hold like Rava and say that the reason is l'fisha in b'kin l'shma? And the Rashba is bothered, l'chayr, why is the Gemara bothered by this question if l'chayr it seems pashat that even Rava stated on Amud Beis that it's only a muta to muta of people that are not b'kin l'shma, and therefore potentially that's why Rava says that Bezdin wasn't chayshish for this muta to muta, and therefore they wouldn't require the shliach to say b'funin nechtam for such a small muta to muta. And the Gemara answers, so Rava will respond, Mik Tani b'funin nechtam l'shma, b'funin nechtam l'shma, that l'chayr according to Rabba, that the ikka point is that you have to say that it was written l'shma, so l'chayr that ikka chasam na'seifa, and the actual requirement should have been that Bezdin would require the shliach to state that b'funin nechtam l'shma, and b'funin nechtam l'shma, and by the fact that the Mishnah stated that all you say is b'funin nechtam, so it seems that this has nothing to do with l'shma, and that's why Rava explained that the reason why you have to say b'funin nechtam, b'funin nechtam, is l'fi she'ein edem mesurin l'kaimai. And the Gemara continued, V'rabba, but didn't the listener hachi that in chenami Rabba agrees that really the chacham should have been misakin that a person should have to say b'funin nechtam l'shma and b'funin nechtam l'shma el di mafshes le dibur as lemigzei. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that if we require a person to say multiple words, then they will actually cut out words, and if they would cut out words that Bezdin required them to say, then it would be yotze hashchar b'afseda, as Rashi says, because we have a din that we'll learn later on that kol mishalim matbeish etav chacham begitin have lad mamza, that if someone changes from the way that the chacham said said that a get has to be given, then the get will not be valid, and the vlad would actually be a mamzah, as it's not a get, even on a deraisadika level. And therefore the Chacham said that all you should say is b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam, and as Rashi learned on that beis and beis, that once you say b'fanei nechtam, the bezim will actually ask the shliach, did you actually see that this was done l'shma? And the shliach will respond that he did see so, and Taisa says that once the Rabbanu will misakin, that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam, then stoma, what the shliach is saying is that it was written and it was executed l'shma. And the Gemara asks, hashinami asal l'migzei l'chayri, even though the Rabbanu said that you have to say b'fanei nechtam, and you don't have to say the word l'shma, but the Maisa, they require that you still have to say words, and therefore maybe the shliach will actually not say the proper words, and if so, he'll be oibah on this klal of kol mishanu matbei shetavu chacham begitin, and the vlad would be a mamza. And the Gemara answers that there's a chiluk between when the person says b'fanei nechtam and he's only saying two words, and if there would be a requirement that he has to actually say three words, it has to say b'fanei nechtam l'shma. And as the Gemara explains, chadim etlas goyiz, chadim etati loy goyiz, that even though there's a chash that when a person has to say three words, he may leave one word out. However, when the chacham would goyizah, then he only has to say two words, and he only has to say b'fanei nechtam, and he also has to say another two words of b'fanei nechtam, then the rabbanu warn chayshish that he'll leave out any words. And this is the way Rashi learns this sugya, as Rashi says, chadim etlas tevayz kegoyin b'fanei nechtam l'shma, gayiz the zim loy ama el b'fanei nechtam. However, chadim etati kegoyin b'fanei nechtam loy gayiz, a person will not cut it out, and afterwards we'll ask him in nichtel l'shma va'ama in. And as we explained, that once the shliach will say b'fanei nechtam, then be'ezim will ask him to verify that it was actually done l'shma, and the shliach will verify this. Inami, then Rashi brings down the pshat tesis that's done l'shma k'maasid, that a person that says b'fanei nechtam is actually saying testimony that was done l'shma, and that is what he means when he says b'fanei nechtam. And I am far more bothered that l'chira, as we said before, there was machlekes Rashi and tesis on that beis and beis as to exactly how we know that the person actually saw that this was done l'shma. And finally, on Daf Gimel, Rashi actually brings two pshatim, and he doesn't only bring the first pshat that he brought on Daf Beis and Beis, Ayin b'mefarshim. And Ayin Rashi continues, Umiyu b'fanei nechtam atzuchu, that the Rabbanu required that this person actually make two statements, and has to say b'fanei nechtam, the ksiva v'chesima b'in l'shma, because the ksiva as well as the chesima have to be done l'shma. And Rashi explains that don't look at this as if he's saying four words, and l'chira, when a person says four words, we should be concerned that maybe he'll leave something out. And the Tesh Rosh actually learns when the Gemara says chodim etlas goyiz, chodim etati loy goyiz, what the Gemara means is that one idea out of three a person may cut off, and therefore if a person has to say b'fanei nechtav as well as b'fanei nechtam as well as l'shma, then a person may cut off the word l'shma. However, if a person only has to say two ideas and has to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam, then in that case he will not cut off either one, and he'll say both b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. And the Tesh Rosh is not learning this on the actual words that a person says, but it's going on the actual statements that a person will make. And the Gemara continues, Rabba, my time with Loyama Karava, and Rabba holds that the reason why the Shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is because l'fisha'in b'kiyin l'shma. Why didn't he say like Rava, l'fisha'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai? And the Gemara answers, Amar l'cha, Rabba will respond, imkei nisli b'fanei nechtam v'sulai, that if it's true that all we have to do is verify the witnesses, then l'chari, the Shliach should only have to say that it was signed in front of me, and b'fanei nechtam l'amli, and why did the Shliach have to say that it was actually written in front of me, as l'chari, if the whole issue is l'fisha'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, the din of verifying eidim had nothing to do with the writing of the get, it only has to do with the signatures of the get. And shma mina b'in l'shma, by the fact that the Rabbanu required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, it must be because they were concerned about the requirement of l'shma, and l'shma is a din both on the ksiva as well as the chesima, as we saw from Rashi a moment ago. And the Gemara continues, v'rava b'dinu d'listni hachi, that in chanami according to Rava, we really could have said that all the shliach has to say is b'fanei nechtam, and he doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Eldim kain asla chlufi b'kim shtaris ta'alma be'id echad. However, the Rabbanu were concerned that since over here Mishum Aguna Kilo Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon allowed one aid to testify that these are the proper signatures and be Mekayim de Edom, so therefore the Rabbanon were concerned that if someone sees this happening by a get, they may think this is din by all shtaris ba'alma, and they would think that if someone comes and claims that this shtar chayiv is a forgery, that all you would need is one aid and you are not required to aid him. Therefore the Rabbanon said, make sure to say the word b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Therefore they'll realize that there's something different about this kiyum of a get that's different than other kiyum shtaris ba'alma, and they'll realize that it's because Mishum Aguna Kilo Barabanan, and they won't come to be mandama this din to the din of Shtar Chayiv, and they'll understand that B'negei Shtar Chayiv, if the Baal Chayiv comes and says that this is actually a forgery, then you would have to bring two Aidim to testify and to verify the signatures of the Aidim that are signed on the Shtar. The Gemara continues, Rabba, and Rabba will respect back to Rava, that L'chira, even if you would only say B'fanei Nechtam, then that would be enough to show his achiluk between the case of a Get Isha and the case of a regular Shtar Chayiv, as Midami, and Rabba gives gives three reasons why it's not similar. Hasam Yadinan, by regular shtar chayiv, then when Edom come to verify the signatures of the witnesses, they don't have to say that these signatures were actually written and signed in front of us. And even if they just say that we know that these are the witnesses' signatures, that would be enough to verify these witnesses' signatures. And you don't have to actually say b'fanei nechtam and hacha b'fanei nechtam. But over here, b'negeya get isha, the shliach has a specific word that he has to say, and the chacham v'goyza that he has to actually say the word b'fanei nechtam. And since if he doesn't say that, it would not be a valid get. So therefore, people realize that there's something different about a get isha and about a shtar chayiv, and they won't come to make a mistake. And in addition, hasam isha loy mehemna, b'negeya regular shtar chayiv, a woman is not believed to be mekayim the stories and to be mekayim the witnesses' signatures, as we need proper edim. And hacha isha mehemna, over here we notice a din that a woman is neman. For example, if Reuben sends a woman as a shliach to bring a get to his wife, then that woman could actually say in front of the wife b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, and that would suffice. And therefore, once again, we see a major chiluk between the kiyum of a get and the kiyum of shtar chayiv. Number three, hasam bal dava loy mehemen, over there, if the bal dava himself comes and wants to be mekayim the actual shtar, that would not actually work. However, hacha bal dava mehemen, over here, if the husband gives his wife the get and they're in chutz laretz and he says that I want this get to only work once you get to Eretz Yisrael, that the din is that the woman goes to Eretz Yisrael, and at that point she would go and say in front of Bezin, b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, and once she does so, then at that point the get would actually work and she would be considered megureshes. And therefore Rabba points out that l'chur, since we see that there are three major nafkaminas between the kiyum of a get isha and the kiyum of a shtar chayiv ba'alma, therefore a person will not make a mistake. And even if the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam and he wouldn't have to say b'fanei nechtam, l'chur, that should be enough. And by the fact that the Rabbanu required that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, it must be that the Rabbanu's concern was not because ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimai, but it was because l'fisha ein b'kiyum l'shma. And the Gemara continues, v'rava amal l'cha, and Rava will respond to Rabba, atu hacha ki amri yadina milay mehemni. Why do you think that b'negeya get isha, if the shliach would actually come to Bezin and say that I know that these are the signatures of the witnesses, that it wouldn't work? Of course, since I hold that the whole reason why the chacham were geizah, that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, is in order to be mekayim the shtar, so certainly if the edim would say that we know that these are the witnesses' signatures, then that would be a valid kiyum hashtar. And there's no specific requirement that the Rabbanim made that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And for example, if they don't say it that way, then it may go into the klal kol mishanim mashpei shetov chacham begitin and vlad mamzo, as the vlad would not be a mamzo, since l'maisa the shliach said that I know that these are the signatures of the witnesses. And Rava continued the kibin ki amri yadina mehemni, that since if the shliach would say that I know that these are the witnesses' signatures, then he would be believed. So then there's no chiluk between the kiyum of a get and the kiyum of shtaris, and people will think that even if the Baal Chayiv says that this shtar is a forgery, you can be mekayim the chasimus in the shtar with an eid echad, and therefore the Rabbanu will misakin that b'negei a get, the shliach should say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and this way people won't get mixed up and confused with the regular shtar chayiv, and they'll realize there's a chiluk between get isha and shtar chayiv. And Taisa points out in Diva Maskal, kiven de ila amri yadanu, that l'chayiv Rav is responding to one of the points of Rabba, as Rabba made three points before as to the chiluk between get isha and Baal Chayiv. Number one, hasim yadin al hacha b'fanei, hasim isha loy mehemna, hacha isha mehemna, and the third one was hasim bal dava loy mehemin, and hacha bal dava mehemin, and Rav is only responding to the first question of Rabba, and zok teis of the kusha de isha bal dava l'choshel taris l'shchiach to ma'isi gita, that it's not shchiach that a woman should bring a get, and it's not shchiach that a woman should bring her own get l'medinas yom, and the husband will make such a tnai that it will only be considered a get once you get to Eretz Yisrael, and once you say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, v'chi ma'isi e kusha asa l'chufei. And therefore, Rava only focuses on the first question of Rabba, and he explains that since the standard is that a kasha will bring in this get, so therefore there's potential that people will confuse the din of a get isha and the din of a regular shtar chayiv, and they will think that a shtar chayiv could have a kiyum even with eid echad. And the Miri explains, as no one will confuse the din of get isha to a regular shtar chayiv, because the psul of a woman is known to all, and if a person sees that a woman is actually saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, they'll realize that there's a difference between get isha and a regular shtar chayiv. And the Gemara continues, and prior to continue with the next Gemara's question, let's just point out that certainly we know there's a din that a get has to be done l'shma, and there will be a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah daf chaf alfam beis as to what part of the get has to be done l'shma. So based on that, the Gemara now asks, and according to Rabbi, who states that the reason why the Rabbanu required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, is because people will not be keen l'shma, and therefore we see that the requirement for the ksiva as well as the chesima to be done l'shma, as that's why Rabbi stated that you have to say both b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Gemara is, man hai tana, the b'ay ksiva l'shma, u b'ay chesima l'shma, that who is the tana of our Mishnah that holds that the ksivas haget, as well as the signatures of the get, have to be done lishma. And we continue on daf gemara beis, and the gemara states, ira meya, if you're going to say it's going like the sheet of rameya, chasima bai, ksiva lai bai. But we know that rameya only holds that the chasima has to be done lishma, but the ksiva does not have to be done lishma. And before we continue, as Rashi states at the top of the amid, ira meya, the ama ikka shtar zui chasimasai, if it's going like rameya, so rameya holds that the ikka shtar is referring to the signatures of the edim, and therefore rameya holds when the pasuk says, because of law, and we learn out that it has to be done lishma, so then the only thing that we can learn out that has to be done lishma is only the ikka get, and the ikka get is referring to the signatures of the edim, and therefore the only part of the get that has to be done lishma is only the chasima, and not the actual ksiva. And as Rashi, two lines from the top of the Amud points out, as we're going to learn in the Chaf Aleph Beis, kasuv get al mechuba kasha, that according to Rameya, if you write the get while it's still attached to the ground, then it will be a kasha get. The afakav dechsev v'chasuv in nasan, and even though the Torah states you have to write the get and give it to the isha, and it's mashma m'sheinim chusa l'ksiva v'nasina, then a get is only valid if right after you write the get, you could give the get yot zeshu m'chusa ksiva ktsisa v'nasina. And l'chay over here, since you have to write the get and then cut it off the ground and then give it to the woman, then l'chay it should be possible. But afilu hachi kim nechasmu betolish mashle Rameya. But according to Rameya, the word v'chasa v'nasan is not referring to the actual ksiva saget, it's actually referring to the signature of the get, and as long as the edim signed the get while it was already tolish, then there would be a kiyam of v'chasa v'nasan. Al-mozak rashi v'chasa v'kra chasimahu. And therefore when the Torah says the word v'chasa, it's referring to the signatures of the edim. And therefore Agamara now continues and shows Rameya hold that chasima needs to be l'shma, but the actual ksiva does not need l'shma. As the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah of Chafal from Beis, and Kaisim M'chub L'kaka, that according to Rameya, even though he also agrees that l'chatchila, you should not write a get while it's M'chub L'kaka, and as Rashi says, that it's only based on Xerah, Shemiyachta B'mechuba U'mafsil K'depricious, that maybe you'll go and sign the get while it's still attached to the ground, and over there it would be possible, even according to Rameya, because you would have a chasarin of a chasav in Nasan. However, Zok Rameya, Talshu Chasmin V'nasal L'kasha, if you already wrote a get while it was attached to the ground, then B'di'evid, if you cut it off the ground, and the Edom now sign it, and they give it to the woman, then it would be a valid get. As L'maisa, L'fi Rameya, the ksiva of the get is not ma'akiv, and even if it's written attached to the ground, that's not a problem, and the same didn't apply, but again, it didn't l'shma, that the ksiva's haget does not have to be done l'shma, and only the ksiva's haget has to be l'shma, and therefore our Mishnah cannot be going like Rameya, because our Mishnah states that the Rabban required the shliach to state, b'fanei nechtam, that both the ksiva as well as the ksiva was done l'shma. And I didn't tell you yes, that maybe our Mishnah is going like Rameya, and even though in a chenami, Rameya doesn't require that you have to have ksiva l'shma on a deraisitical level, but maybe l'chatchila, the Rabban required you have to have ksiva l'shma, and that's why the Rabban was misakin that the shliach should say, b'fanei nechtam, and Taisus responds, v'yeshlema, that filu l'chatchila b'y ksiva l'shma, even would be true that the Rabban required l'chatchila that the get should be written l'shma, le'misuk m'masnisa kavase, kibin d'yevet kasha, le'yimisakin le'yim b'fanei nechtam, that since b'dievet it would be kasha, then it doesn't make sense that the Rabban required the shliach to say, b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara continues that we just proved that the Mishnah cannot be going l'fi shitas Rameya, but the Gemara continues, ira b'leza, and if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is going like the shita b'leza, and b'leza shita is that edim asirikati, so ksiva b'y ksiva le'y b'y, as Rashi says, that since b'leza hold b'duraisa, get she'en ledu chasuma lov kasha, that a get doesn't even need the edim to sign it, as the main thing is that the edim should actually see the mesira of the get from the hand of the man or the hand of the shliach to the woman, alma v'kasav ksiva hi demashma, therefore according to b'leza, it must be when the Torah states v'chasav v'nasan, or it says v'chasav law, is referring to the actual ksiva of the get itself, and we learn out that the ksiva of the get has to be done l'shma, but certainly we can't learn out of the word v'chasav law that the ksima has to be done l'shma, because you don't even need a ksima at all. And the Gemara continues, v'chitem l'ilm Rabbi Lezahi, and maybe you'll say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lezah, v'chit lo'i b'y Rabbi Lezah ksima l'shma midraisa, and maybe the only time Rabbi Lezah does not require that the ksima has to be done l'shma is only midraisa, but midrabbanan b'y, when midrabbanan, the Rabbanan required that the edim have to sign a get, and they have to do so l'shma, and if the edim don't sign the get l'shma, then even b'dievet, this get would be possible midrabbanan, v'ashloisha gittin p'stul in Rabbanan. The Maisa will see in the Mishnah that p'hevavim ralf, that there are three types of gittin that the Rabbanan will say that it's possible, v'loi b'yin Rabbi Lezer chasim l'shma, and over there Rabbi Lezer argues, and it'll come out that according to Rabbi Lezer, we don't need to have a chasima on the get l'shma, even at the Rabbanan level, as we will see that Rabbi Lezer will be chalik on the Tanakama in the Mishnah that p'hevavim ralf. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah that p'hevavim ralf, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, gimel gittin p'sulin, that midrabbanan, there are three gittin that are possible, at least l'fi the Tanakama, then this is a vlad kasha, but if you get married based on that get, then the vlad would be kasha, and the vlad would not be a mabza, as l'maisa this get is kasha midraisa. Number one, kasha b'ksav yadai, if the husband writes the get, and it's written in his own ksav yad, ve'in love edim, and he doesn't have any edim that are signed onto the get, get, even though midrash is a valid get, however, midrabanan lechatchila, it's not considered a valid get. However, of course, b'di'evet, it would be a valid get. Number two, yeshel of edim, there are edim that signed on the get for imbeis man. However, the get is not dated as to when it was actually written. And number three, yesh beis man, there is a date in the get for imbeis elalechad. And aside for the handwriting of the sefer who actually wrote the get, there's only one additional aid that signed on the get. In that case, midrash is a valid get. However, midrabanan, at least lechatchila, they said it's possible. And as the Mishnah continues, Hare Elu Shleisha Gittim Sulan, that Rabbanan, these three Gittin are Pasul Lechatchila, Vimnissus have Vlad Kasha, but Lemais, if she goes and gets married based on this get, then the Vlad would not be considered a Mamza, and the Vlad would be Kasha. And Rabbeleza argues in the Tanakhama, and he says, Av Pisha Inel of Edim, even if there are no witnesses that are signed on the get at all, Elish and Nuslom of Edim, but you actually gave the get in front of two Edim, and you had Edim Asira, Kasha, then it's a valid get. And therefore, as Rashi says, Upolagor Rabbeleza, Rabbeleza argues in the Tanakhama, Av Fidel Lechatchila Tinase, that even Lechatchila, this woman could get married. Alma Psul Rabbanan Nami Leslie. And clearly we see that Rabbeleza as a whole, that a get that was not signed Lishma is a valid get, even Lechatchila. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbeleza, as Lefi Rabbeleza, Ksiva has to be done Lishma, but the Chasima does not have to be done Lishma. And why would Rabbanan be Misakin that the Shlech has to say, Befane Nechtav, Befane Nechtam? And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Peivav Omer Aleph, as the Mishnah continues, Vigayim and Chasim Shabadim, and Rashi brings two different explanations. Number one, Gayvik Subasa begets them and Chasim Shabadim, that according to Rabbeleza, even though witnesses did not sign in the get, if the woman will bring this get to Bezin, she will be able to collect Minchasim Shabadim based on this get, the Tzambik Ksubis, as we learned in Mishnah, Mesechus Ksubis, and that Peites, Haitziya get, Ve'inim Ksuba, Goyvik Ksubasa. And number two, Rashi brings Lishlachrino, that is not talking about a din, but a gay get, but Goyvim Minchasim Shabadim, Im Shtam Milvu, that if this is Shtar Va, Goyvim Minchasim Shabadim, even though this Shtar Choyv was not signed, however, a person can be Goyvim Minchasim Shabadim, even using such a Shtar, according to Rabbeleza. And Rashi continues that even though in a moment the Gemara will continue to quote from the Mishnah that Peivav Menav, and the Mishnah will state She'ina Edim Chesman Al Get Elam Pidei Tikkun Oilam, and the Mishnah specifically uses the term Get, so it seems that the Mishnah is talking about a Get and not a Shtar Chayiv. So Zok Rashi, and as Tosis stated on that Beis Menav, that Shtar Chayiv Nami Kari Get, that we find many times that a Shtar Chayiv is also called a Get, Keda Amma Ba'Alma the Get Chayiv She'in Bayachrayis. And finally, the Mishnah ends off She'ina Edim Chesman Al Get Elam Pidei Tikkun Oilam, that according to Rabbeleza, the only reason why Edim signed on a Get or on a Shtar is only because of Tikkun Olam, and as Rashi says, Shem Yemusu Edim, because maybe the Edim will die, Veshuv Ein Lo Edus, and there won't be any Edim that could testify that this actually occurred, and that we actually handed this get, or the Shtar Chayiv, to this person, Lefikach Nagu Lachtaim, and therefore the minig was, that even according to Rabbeleza, they would sign on the get, or on the Shtar Chayiv, the Yemusu Tirech HaSimassim Edim Achayim Vekeru, because even if they would die, then Edim could come and verify the signatures, and they would be able to claim the Shtar, or the get. And before we continue, let's see Taisis Diva Maschal Rabbeleza, where Tais points out, that how do we know that Rabbeleza holds that even if no Edom signed on the get, that it would be valid even Lechatchila? The Chayyur, the Mishnah on that Peivav Merav, is talking about a case where it was Kasab Ksav Yadai or there was an Eid Echad, but it's not talking about a case where there weren't Edom at all and it wasn't the Ksav Yad of the Baal Dover himself. And therefore, maybe Rabbeleza would argue only on those points and not on the din where there aren't Edom. And maybe Rabbeleza holds that Lechatchila, you should require Edim. Taisa says, "V'yishleimah the loshin afilu inol of Edim." By the fact that Rabbeleza says that even if there are no Edim, mashma the inol of Edim klal, it's mashma Rabbeleza holds that even if there aren't Edim at all, it would be kashla chetchila. But oydiktani the in Edim chayis mal get on pei tikkun olam. Since we just stated that the Edim only sign on get because of tikkun olam, so it's mashma the be Edim misir lechutzagi that even with Edim misir alone, that would suffice. And Taisa continues, "V'niru l'ri that afilu chetchila mashu Rabbeleza be Edim misir could appearish bekudris." That Rabbeleza holds that even lechetchila, the get would be kosher even if you only had Edim Mesira and you didn't have Edim Chasima at all. And the Gemara continues and brings two terutzim. He really, our Mishnah is going like Rameya. V'chilo by Rameya, k'siv l'shma midraisa. That even though, as we proved at the top of the Amid, Rameya holds that you don't need k'siv l'shma on the deraisidic level. However, midrabanan by Rameya holds that you do need k'siv l'shma midrabanan. And l'fizeh, if you don't actually have k'siv l'shma, then midrabanan, the get would actually be puzzle and you would not be able to get remarried. And that is why our Mishnah stated that the shliach has to say, Befanin Nechtav, Befanin Nechtam, as according to Rameya, the Ksiva has to be done Lishma on a dry stick level, and if it wasn't done Lishma, it would be possible to Rabbanan, and that's why Rabbanan required you to say Befanin Nechtav, Befanin Nechtam. And the Gemara asked, that how can you say that that's true? For Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman said, that since Rameya holds that you don't need Ksiva Lishma, therefore Rameya would hold that if Reuven ben Yaakov, who is married to Rachel ben Shimon, finds a get that's in a garbage heap, and the names in the get are are exactly the same as he and his wife, and it states that Reuven ben Yaakov is divorcing Rachel ben Shimon, and we continue on Daf Dalim and Aleph, the Chasma ben Asala Kasha, and at that point, Reuven goes and takes this get that was not yet signed, and he has two Edim sign this get, and he gives it to his wife Rachel, then it would be Kasha, and Tosfos points out, L'chatchila nami Kasha lachta v'litein, that this is even a din l'chatchila, and therefore clearly we see, Rav may hold that even with Rabbanon, there is no requirement to have Ksiba l'shma, as if so, how could Rav Nachman state this din and say that he could give this get and it would be a valid get if the ksiva was not done l'shma? And the Gemara states, v'chitema nami deraisa kamasin law. And if you're going to tell me that this din of Rav Nachman was only stated on deraisa level, and Rav Nachman was teaching us that l'fira meya deraisa, if a person would find such a get in a garbage heap, then he could use it as his get, but ein chinami midrabbana, you would not be able to do so. And the Gemara says that this can't be because ihachi, if this is true, then ayma harameya, how could Rav Nachman say a loshin that Rav Meir would say so to that turn by lay? And l'chayr, the way Rav Nachman should have stated his din is ayma harameya that t'va tera afilu matzav ashba, that l'fira meya on a deraisetic level, if you'd find such a get in the ashba, you could go and use it. And this way it would be clear that Rav Nachman is only stating his din on a deraisetic level, but ein chinami, this get would be possible midrabbanan. And as Rashi says, the havla of Rav Nachman that meri who lefrush lemilsa the letepek chovimene, that since Rav Nachman is a meri, so he can't say a memra which is unclear, and he has to make sure to be very specific, as otherwise there could come out a major churban, as someone may think that this get is even kosher midrabbanan, and they may come to use it. And of course, this woman, at least on a rabbanic level, would be an eishes ish. And therefore, based on this member of Rav Nachman, the Gemara proves that Rav Nachman's din that you don't need ksiva l'shma is not only on the deraisetic level, but it's even on the rabbanic level, and therefore it can't be that Rav Meir is the town of our Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Aloy Rav Blazi, really our Mishnah is going like Rav Blazi. V'chiloy by Rav Blazi chasima l'shma. And when did Rav Blazi state that we don't need to have signatures that are done l'shma? Heichad leka edim klal. That is, if there are no edim that actually signed on this document. However, heichad the ikka edim by, but once the actual edim that was signed on the document, then certainly those edim have to sign l'shma, and therefore our Mishnah could be going like Rav Blazi, and that's why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. As since l'maisa there were edim that was signed on this get, therefore the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam even according to Rav Meir. And as the Gemara explains, the Amar Rav Abba made Rav Blazi b'mezuv b'teichu shu pasul, that even though Rav Blazi doesn't require edim to actually execute a shtach chayiv or a get because he holds edim sirakati, however he holds that once there are edim that actually sign in a get, and then for example we find that there are karavay pasul, then that instance, the get or the shtach chayiv would be considered puzzle, and we'd not be able to rely on the shtach chayiv or the get. And the same then applies if the edim would sign and they did so shloi l'shma, that the get would be considered puzzle. And I ain't in deal with maskal made Rav Blazi b'mezuv b'teichai, that he's bothered that l'chira, how can Gemara compare a case where edim signed on a get and they did so shloi l'shma to a case where edim that was signed on a get were craven psulim, ayin sham, as to what Taisus is bothered by, and also ayin Rashi and Daf Yudam Beis, as well as Taisus over here in Diva Maskel v'Chasbai, where they explain that l'chir, how could it be that l'fira b'leza, it would be worse if the edim actually signed on the shtar or signed on a get and they didn't do so l'shma, l'chir, why should this be worse than if they didn't sign at all, ayin sham? The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, hamani Rabbi Hudihi, that we don't have to say our Mishnah is like Rav Meir or like Rav Blazer, but our Mishnah will be going like the third Tana that we have in the Mishnah on the Chafal from Beis, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Huda. The Tana, as the Mishnah says before, Rabbi Huda paisel ash takes Sivasa v'chasimasa betalish, Rabbi Huda passels the get unless both the Ksiva and the Chasima was done while it was already detached from the ground. And we see that according to Rabbi Huda, the word v'chasav is referring to Ksiva and Chasima, and when the Torah states v'chasav law, he would learn that there's a chiyuv that the Ksiva and the Chasima has to be done l'shma, and that's why the few Rabba, the Chacham were misakin that the Shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, because both the Ksiva and the Chasima have to be done l'shma. And the Mefarshim explained that when Rav Ashi stated that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda, it doesn't mean that the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda, because we see Rabbi Huda actually states at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda im reklam mizrach, reklam kemizrach, etc. And therefore, the Tanakhama does not seem to be Rabbi Huda. However, what Rav Ashi means to say is that the Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbi Huda, b'negiyah din of l'shma, that there's a requirement that both the Ksiva and the Chasima have to be done l'shma, ayin sham. And ayin teisa divam askel adjtek sivas v'chasimas betalish, that he asks a practical question, v'ntayma, v'lemle l'minkar v'chasimasai, that why did the Gemara have to say that according to Rabbi Huda, you need the Chasima to be betalish, kivan shahaisa ksiva betalish, as since the Ksiva was done while it was detached from the ground, e'afshel chasimasha teimu v'chobo, so then it can't be the Chasima was done while it was attached to the ground. And the Yishleim and the Mishkachas law, that it is possible to find, shekasval ilan talish, that a person wrote a get on an ilan that was detached from the ground, v'achinato v'hishris v'chosmai, and afterwards he replanted that tree, and it took root. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Huda is that since he signed on this get while it was attached to the ground, and even though at one point it was detached from the ground, there was still be a chesaron of the chas v'nasan, and the get would be pasul. The Gemara now wraps up when we cover my time loy mekmino like Rabbi Yehuda. L'chayu, why do we have an amid of Gemara that tried to figure out if the Mishnah will be Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Leza? If l'chayu, we should have said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, as it seems pashut that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers Madrida Rabbi Meir, that first the Gemara wanted to say that pasul is Rabbi Meir, the stam asis Rabbi Meir, because we always want to find that the Mishnah should be like Rabbi Meir, because we have the cloud of stam asis Rabbi Meir, Madrida Rabbi Leza, and then we try to figure out that maybe it could be going like Rabbi Leza. The kaimulon hilchas kavasi begitin, because we hold that the halacha follows Rabbi Leza, but the gate din of edim and sira, but the gate gitin, which means not only a get isha, but also by a shtar chayiv that we hold edim and sira kati, and therefore we try to show that our mishnah will be going like Rabbi Leza. L'maaseh, the end result, Rabbi Ashi states that our mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that both ksiva and chesima have to be done lishma, and we will stop over here.